I'm Eugene Wood, and this is my life. No, literally, this is my life. My story, experiences, thoughts, triumphs, failures, lessons, and advice. This podcast is like a daily chronicle and a documentary of everything I do, think, and want, right down to the songs that motivate my ass out of bed each morning. Why am I doing this? Creating one podcast a day for a whole year? There's so many reasons. I'm doing it because I want to document my journey to destinations unknown, to inspire and motivate others, to challenge myself. I'm doing it to toughen myself up so that one day I might actually get up in front of a crowd of people and become a motivational public speaker. And I'm doing it so that when I'm an old dude with a Gandalf-style beard, I might actually be able to look back at my life and say, yes, man. So, thank you very much for being part of this journey just by listening. And let's get started with today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Motivational Hits 2019. This is episode number 143. I do know that I have been absent from the podcast. Let me just switch that off quickly. I do know that I have been absent from the podcast recently. I have been creating a lot more content, and there's a lot been going on. Content as in video content. Been publishing something almost every day. So if you aren't aware of this, then please go to YouTube and type in Eugene Wood. Or go to Facebook and type in Eugene Wood My Life. And you will be able to see a lot more of the video content that I have been putting out there. And this boils down to the strategy. Okay, yes, I know in the opening line of this podcast, it says the challenge is to be able to podcast every day. I have been looking at some of the analytics and stuff, and it does seem to me that there is a better audience retention sort of thing if I only do it once a week sort of thing. So this is what I'm testing at the moment. My life is crazy at the moment. Otherwise, I would try and put a podcast out every day of a motivational song. But at the moment, that's just not going to be possible. A lot of the video content I record, I can record while doing my daily life, where the podcast is slightly different. It's a lot more time consuming. So I do apologize for that at the moment. I will try once a week and see what the actual... Don't get me wrong. If I make one every day, I get a certain amount of people that go and listen to the podcast. But when I don't do them so regular, then the audience number is a lot higher. So I want to just test that out, see what the audience retention is like and all that sort of stuff. But today, with everything going on in my life, I have a song. It's called, the artist's name is Justin Prime and Navara. And the song's name is Untouchable. Now, there is an unplugged version of this. And this is the song I'm referring to. The unplugged version. So, why does this song make it into my Motivational Hits 2019 playlist, you might be asking yourself? And I'm going to tell you straight after this. Anyone that actually managed to hear the 30-second clip, please let me know what platform you are using. If you didn't hear the 30-second clip, please let me know what platform you're using. Please just comment down below, just so that I have an understanding of who actually gets to hear it and who doesn't. Okay, so Justin Prime and Navarro, Unstoppable, the unplugged version. I like the song. I was busy doing some stuff today, had to go swap over my car for the other work bucky because we can have all the tools in there and stuff like that. And we got a project coming up now, starting on Monday, and it's going to be a bit of a crazy time, but I just heard this song earlier on my playlist while driving, and I was like, I feel this song so much today, like so much today. I don't know. It's obviously, if compared to a lot of the other music that is in the playlist. And if you do want to follow the playlist, by all means, the link will be provided down below. You can go and follow the actual Motivational Hits 2019 playlist. As I was saying, it's kind of different to a lot of the songs that are in there. And it still has that, it has an awesome message. And it just, I don't know, there's just something about it that touches me. I think a lot of the ladies listening to this will probably like this song a lot more than a lot of the other stuff I do play. Because let's be fair, if I had to play a lot of the more mainstream media sort of stuff, probably grow this audience a lot quicker. But I want to play stuff that's relevant to myself. So Justin Prime and Navarro, Unstoppable. Goes on to say, verse one, I don't need anyone to fight my battles, even if I know I'll get hurt. Because every scar you see here on my body will fade away. I'm here to stay. I don't give in, even if there's no way out. I know that's one thing that's for sure. I've always learned that if you get knocked down, you get back up until the very end. That is just, damn, I like that a lot. Chorus comes in here and it's like, I will take the blow, I will take it all. Let me show you that I am unstoppable. I will take the blow. Sorry about that. Pepper. I will take the blow, I will take it all. Let me show you that I am unstoppable. Verse 2 comes in here and it says, there's only one thing where it all comes down to, that is the will to carry on. Because there are times when you're alone in darkness without a light, I'm terrified. But I will take the blow, I will take it all. Let me show you that I am unstoppable. I will take the blow, I will take it all. Let me show you I am unstoppable. Then the bridge comes in, yeah, and it's like, it don't matter how hard it is. Oh, I know I was made for this. On the road, I go step by step. I go with everything I have. Chorus comes in again, and it's like, I will take the blow. I will take it all. Let me show you I am unstoppable. Now, this song is just, I don't know, there's just something about it, like when I heard it today, because if you've been watching any of the video content, you'll know that there's a lot going on at the moment, starting a new business, and that kicked off on Thursday last week, and we should have the apartments hopefully on Monday, and then it's furnishing, and my business partner in Ascend Rope Access has a broken leg, so I have to come in, and which is, this is a really good opportunity. It might be a bit of a scary baptism of fire, but it's a good opportunity because of the fact that I get to learn more. And as you guys know, it's all about knowledge and being able to understand what I can and can't cope with while he's not here might just help for the future. And I'll explain what I mean by that in another video or podcast or something further down the line when it gets closer to things happening on that side. But it's all a learning curve. And even though this would be a daunting task for a lot of people, I'm going to embrace this with open arms, because I want to show you that I'm unstoppable. That's why the song means so much to me today. It don't matter how hard it is. Oh, I know I was made for this. On the road, I go step by step. I go with everything I have. And there's going to be times in the next 2 months, broken leg, we're almost 2 weeks into an 8 weeks period, so we still got like a month and a half, and my business partner in the other job, only like she had to give 2 months notice, so we still have a month and a half before she's actually like in the fold and like doing like, she's already doing her bit, don't get me wrong. But you know what I mean? Like, we need to, it's going to be interesting the next 2 months of checking tenants in and getting the places cleaned and running Ascend Rope Access and Genius Web Solutions. And so three companies all being run where at the moment business partners aren't able to participate at the moment. So it's just that whole, like, this is my drive. This is like, I need to step up now, because it's moments like these that if you can make it through, everything just gets better at the end. Yes, it might be like the tunnel or the darkness is like coming in and slowly eating at your self-esteem and your self-confidence and stuff like that. But pushing through and finding that will to succeed and then succeeding, when you get out the other end, you'll be like, I did this. This is an amazing feeling. We managed, not I did this, but we managed to get through this period. And even though there's so much happening, like, if you can get out of this period and succeed, things just are so much, so much better. So yes, it might be a busy time. Yes, it might be a trying time, but this is this song. Yeah, let me show you. I'm unstoppable. I will take that blow. Where is it? No, that's verse two, chorus. I will take that blow. I will take it all. Let me show you. I am unstoppable. I will take that blow. I will take it all. Let me show you. I am unstoppable. There's only one thing where it all comes down to. That is the will to carry on. Because there are times when I'm alone in darkness without a light. I am terrified. But I will take that blow. I will take it all. Let me show you. I am unstoppable. Having that mindset, I don't know. I can't figure when the exact change in mindset arrived. But just being able to get to a point where you're like, let's go. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, let's go rather. You know what I mean? Like, let's do this, because it's not going to be a moment. It's going to be a yes moment sort of thing once you succeed. And those yes moments are way better than those moments. You know what I mean? So let's see. What do you guys think of the song? I'd love to hear your comments. Remember, if you're just Googling the song or iTunesing the song, please make sure you listen to the unplugged version. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for tuning into another podcast. I really appreciate the support. And I will see you in the next, well, I would say video, because I'm so used to making videos at the moment. But I suppose this isn't a video, is it? It's a podcast. So I will see you in the next podcast. Take care, guys. Good morning, everyone. This is Eugenia presenting another podcast. I know that it has been a long time since my last podcast, and that is mainly because I am extremely busy at the moment. That and my laptop is currently giving me a no bootable drive, so I need to take that in for repairs. I'm currently busy launching my third business, which is taking up a lot of my time, even in the evening. I wanted to create a video yesterday while I was... Okay, let me start again. Basically, while renovating the apartments for the third business, there's a couple of things that I am making for the house. So, from little coffee tables to bedside lamps. Okay, and last night I finished at about 9:30, 9:45. I was busy making two bedside lamps that I got the idea from a shop, and I decided, well, it should be cheaper to make it myself. And I could have created
an awesome piece of content while creating these lamps, because these lamps, in my opinion, are going to be awesome. Sorry about the background noise. I am busy driving to work at the moment. This is actually the only time I can actually find to do this podcast, so that's why there is background noise of cars driving around. So anyway, back to this piece of content. I could have created a nice piece of content last night showcasing how to make an awesome bedside lamp. And I got about halfway through the first one and I was like, oh, maybe I should set up the camera and do a piece of video and stuff like that. But I decided against it. A, because just to be able to clear the area that I was working in was going to take time, and time is something that I don't really have at the moment. So instead of spending my time clearing up the work table, setting up cameras and tripods and stuff like that, I just put my head down and I just carried on focusing on what I needed to do. And that's what this podcast is about. Sometimes you can't... people get a bit funny in the morning, eh? Sometimes you only have a certain amount of time in the day, and you've got to take priorities and you've got to focus on what's the most important at the time. And last night, trying to create both of these lamps was way more important than setting up a camera and recording a video regarding how to create these bedside lamps. So that's why I didn't create it. And that's like that in life. Sometimes you don't have the time for one thing, even though you're passionate about that one thing, because you're focusing on another. And instead of, like, I know I've got that, like, very shotgun approach anyway with a lot of the things I do. Like my video content, it's everyone on YouTube that says, oh, if you want a successful YouTube channel, you should focus on one topic and one niche. And I get that. I really do get that. The only thing is, I'm different in that sense that there's so much I want to talk about, and I know if I had to do product reviews and talk about blockchain technology, I'd get a lot more people subscribing to the channel and stuff like that. But those are only parts of my passion, and like the entrepreneurial journey is the real passion. And that's what last night was all about. Like the real passion pushed all the other passions to the side, while I knew I had to get what I needed to do done. And that was more important, because over the weekend, this weekend coming, we want to have all of this set up. So from little it's like more like a kind of a, I wouldn't say a bookshelf, but we're basically behind one of the couches we bought, we're going to put a little table sort of thing there, so we can put some ornaments and stuff like that, just to give the house a little bit more character. And these bedside lamps that I'm creating out of copper, and this is all new to me. I've always enjoyed the DIY sort of scene, but I've never really delved in it. So this is all new. I'm still figuring it out. Hopefully it will all look cool. I'm pretty sure it will. If you obviously take enough time and attention and you make it your own. So my main passion pushed out all my other passion. I would have loved to have created a video. Would have loved it. And I think it would have been an awesome video on how to create a bedside lamp. You know what I mean? Out of copper. Woo, that's not a bad topic. Damn it, I should have actually made that video. But I didn't. Even though it sounds awesome in my head right now when I talk about it. And yes, it could have been an awesome video. But time is limited. Focus on the things that you need to focus on to help you grow. So that's why I focused on creating the bedside lamps instead of creating the video. The bedside lamps is for my third business. The sooner we have that up and running, the better. Because we need to now. We've spent quite a bit of money setting up both of the apartments, and we need to start generating some of that money back. Yes, it would have been nice to have had a couple of people in the apartments over this course of this week, but we also want to make things look really good. I could have potentially had two bookings already, because on the Friday night, there, when I went down to go get some more stuff from the car, there was a couple there that needed a place to stay. You could just see that they needed a place to stay, even if it was just for an hour or so. Wink, wink. And then on the Monday, while we were there, it was raining for my other day job. So on the Monday, while we were there, I went downstairs and we were doing our fingerprint scanning. And one of the guys had made a booking with another Airbnb operative. And he was there to stay. The only problem is, he had booked for the 12th and it was only the 3rd. So again, I could have offered him the first, on the Friday with the other couple. The only reason why I didn't offer them the place is we didn't have any bedding at the time. So if we had had bedding, I would have potentially gone and made the beds and said, he has a place to stay. X amount. And then on the Monday, we had just finished for the day and the TVs weren't put up. There's still no internet at the moment. And I just wanted it to be perfect. But the thing is, there's people looking for places to stay. So I'm quite excited and confident that this business idea is a sound business idea. Yes, we still, it's trial and error at the moment, but it's not looking too bad in that sense. So, follow your passion. This is, my passion is to create. My passion is to help other people. And this is what this business is all about. I've put in a lot of money into this business, and there's some more that needs to go in, because I didn't really take into consideration that decor and all the little extra bits and bobs that make a B&B, not a B&B, but a self-catering apartment, give it life, costs a lot of money. So I basically have invested like almost 80% of my capital into this next business venture. And yes, it's a calculated risk, but the passion behind it and the business idea behind it all is a really sound business idea, in my opinion. And yeah, so it's all I'm saying with this podcast is sometimes your real passions will need to take forefront in what you do. And you might want to do extra things, but you can only focus on one thing at a time correctly. And yes, I probably could have set up cameras and stuff like that and made it a cool video, but the time factor of setting up wasn't possible. If that makes sense. Anyway, guys, traffic is starting to get a lot busier now. I'm almost at the destination to pick up my guys for today, and then go through to Cape Town to finish off one of the jobs we're currently busy on. And then, yes, that is the objective for today. Let's try and get some of the other jobs out of the way so that I can then focus on what I need to focus on, in my opinion. Well, obviously focusing on clients' work is what I need to focus on. But you get what I'm saying. Anyway, guys, I'm going to have to say goodbye here. I will see you in another podcast. Take care.